as you love life, life loves you back. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. As you love life, life loves you back. When we give out love, love returns to us. When we give out confusion, confusion returns to us. That's just the way it is. No matter what we want to do about it, that's just the way it is. When I'm ready to be master of myself and say, I like me, when I'm ready to be master of myself and say, I give out love all the time, I give out love. I give out love regardless of the circumstances, regardless of how difficult the circumstances may be. People may just turn me off. They may just press my buttons. They may just give me all sorts of difficult times. And when I am in charge of myself, when I love life, life loves me back. Now, it is not easy to love life when you're not feeling good or when you have problems or when the circumstances in life are just shaking your boat, something terrible. But that's the time above all other times that you have to really love life. Because I use the illustration of the child so often. If you say to the child, you're a naughty, naughty child, the child will be naughty, naughty, naughty. If you say to the child, even who is a naughty child, you are a wonderful child, a thoughtful child, a good child, the child will respond to that, maybe not immediately, but they will respond to it more quickly than if you keep saying they're naughty. If you keep saying they're naughty, they're going to try to live up to what you want to say about them. Now, when we have circumstances in our life that are not very loving, not very happy for us, and it's not easy to love life when circumstances are like that, that's just the time to remember the mother and son story. And the mother says, you're a wonderful boy. You're always so thoughtful. And we say of life, life is wonderful. Life is always so much fun to be in. Everything I do is such a joy. I am such a happy person. And the more we say those, the more we live those things. We don't have to say it out loud, because our facial expressions will say what we're thinking. The world will look at us and will know very well what's going on inside of our heart, because our outer being reflects it. When we have joy in our heart, our eyes sparkle. When we have hate in our hearts, our eyes are sad and we are looking very bad. It's all a matter of who and what we are, where we go, what's important for us, what's a delight to us. When I love life, life loves back. So, I say to everyone in my world, I love you, I love you, I love you, in my heart. I don't have to say it out loud, because it'll be shown through my expressions, through my eyes, through my attitude. I love you, I love you, I love you. And as I say that, now, I say that at the end of each of my talks. I give many talks on the internet here. And at the end of each talk, I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Why? I love myself. And hence, I love everyone in my world. I love myself. I love myself. I love life. I love life. And as I love life, life loves me. And everywhere I turn, everyone loves me with unconditional love. Every time I do something that's kind of tough, everybody loves me with unconditional love and realizes why I'm doing what I'm doing. And really, I shouldn't be doing that. Instead of chastising someone else for making a mistake or doing something that's not harmonious with me, I should practice what I preach here. I should say, my, you are a thoughtful person, you are a loving person, you are always doing beautiful things for me. I really appreciate having you in my world. You're so wonderful. And then leave it alone. Leave it alone. Just like the mother with the child. The mother says to the child, you're a wonderful, thoughtful child, and leaves it alone. And after doing that a number of times to the child, just ignoring the child when the child is not very nice, and just putting that cause in motion, that result takes place. You say, well, oh, I'm not used to that. That doesn't seem to be, that's not right, that you're going contrary to Aum. No, you're not going contrary at all. You are going positive with. You want joy? Speak joy. You want love? Speak love. You want peace? Speak peace. You want abundance? Speak abundance. You want hatred? Speak hatred. Oh, hey, you understand that real well, don't you? Yeah. Well, learn from that lesson. If you want anything, speak what you want, and demonstrate what you want, and think what you want, and live what you want, and express what you want, and watch how it reveals itself in your life, in your world, in all that you are. And it is super right now. It's your choice. It's your choice, and it's your delight. It's your opportunity to be all that you might. Whatever it is that makes you happy, whatever it is that makes you feel great and joyful and fabulous, whatever it is, follow that. Follow that dream. Follow that magical self within yourself that wants to be all that it is. If you love life, life loves you back. If you love life, life loves you back. It is a categorical statement. It is something that is just true. It is just something that is wonderful and is something that's real. If you love life, life loves you back. Are you ready to love life? Are you ready to say something nice to a person who has despitefully used you? Are you ready to love your child and say you're a wonderful boy, you're always doing wonderful things? Or are you going to look at the obvious and say, you're terrible, you're thoughtless, you're inconsiderate, you're mean, and then just build that up into a bigger ball of fire that'll burn you and make you very unhappy? Rather, speak words of love, speak words of joy, speak words of truth, speak words of all that is in you that is the greatest thing in the world. And as you speak those words, you watch. Great results happen to you. Great experiences happen to you. And you are wonderful beyond imagination. Do it now and watch how wonderful it really is. For truly, it really is wonderful. And it's up to you whether you make it something beautiful or you make it something sad. It's up to you how you want to make it in your life. It's up to you. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? I know I'm ready for it. I choose to love life, and I choose to have life love me back. When I put the cause in motion, I get the result, and that's what it's all about. Join me in this wonderful awareness of this cause and experience it for yourself right now. For it is easily done. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.